Seems to me like they're always in a hurry, but they have nowhere to go. That was my old buddy Ray back there. He almost got himself run over. We were born on this very same beach some 50 years ago, and we've been buddies ever since. Today's a special day. We're both going to be granddads. Imagine that. It could take a while before the little ones hatch, though. So let me take you back in time and tell you about our first encounter with the humans. There was a time when this beach was practically deserted. Nothing out here but us turtles and the sound of those beautiful waves.
I had a sinking feeling that I was not going to make it. And so it began for me. A little nudge to start me off. Nonetheless, I was on my way.
We could let this love be the fading sky. We could drift all night to the new sunrise. A little bit free. I know you're free. Feels so good to be free. Mm-mm, baby. Free.
Hi there. New to the current?
Yesterday.
Awful young to be all alone out here. It can get pretty scary.
Scary?
It's a big pond out here, in case you haven't noticed. Lots of creatures out to get you. You'll find out soon enough.
Find out what?
Where do I start? How about barracuda?
Barra what?
Cudas! Fastest predator in the ocean! And you got your great white!
White?
Very, very fast fish they are. And big teeth, too.
Ugh, never mind them. Just go with your instincts and you'll be fine. No reason to be scared.
I'm not scared.
Well, you should be. You're not even a snack for most creatures out here.
Just follow your instincts, and good luck on your journey.
What am I supposed to be looking for?
When you find out, let us know. And watch out for the nets. If they get you, you're turtle soup. And don't eat the plastic. Seaweed, good.
Do I look like food to you?
Oh, crazy fish. What a way to start the journey.
Mighty cozy up here.
Shove off, you big oaf!
Yeah! Yeah!
Put it in your shell.
Honey, our food.
Yeah! 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 Get out of here!
Yeah, go!
We don't need some eating machine to get away!
Scram! I wouldn't ride on your stupid whatever if you're the last turtles in the ocean.
Good.
Go away.
Hi, guys.
Hey, don't even think about it.
Beat it.
Oh, right. I'm not one of your kind.
Got that right.
Hey, watch out!
Ow! Man, this is not my day. Now why'd you whack me upside my head?
But I...
Lucky I didn't pass out. Look at that! got a bump the size of a barnacle. Probably get bigger. Take over my whole head.
I don't think it'll...
You ever seen them barnacles? You let them hit your eye with you. They never leave. A bunch of freeloaders.
Hello? Oh. Goodbye.
What is that thing you're on anyway? You make it?
Oh, I fell on it. It's a long story. How's your bump?
No worries. Us leathers got heads like rocks. The name's Red.
Sammy, pleased to meet you.
How long you been on the journey?
Just one day.
Me too. Caught the drift up north.
So did I.
Say, we have a lot in common, you and me.
Wanna hop on?
Nah, I'm okay.
Oh, okay.
It was a joke, you know. Seeing how we're supposed to be floating around until we grow up and all. This little raft of yours could come in handy. This ain't bad. Now, you sure about this? I don't want to get all friendly-like, and then you go wacky on me one day and want to kick me off.
I wouldn't do that. Besides, we were hatched on the same day, probably on the same beach. We're practically brothers.
Brothers. I like that. Ah, the sun feel good, don't it? I like laying out in the sun. Good for my skin. Cause you know, when a turtle, you know, gets all dried up and everything, it gets all flaky, ugly. I like that.
And that's how I met Ray. He was definitely a character. Always fun and never at a loss for words. For 10 years or so, our life in the open sea consisted of mainly floating and waiting.
It's good.
You got to be kidding. My taste buds are a little bit more refined.
That's what you call refined?
Ooh, I love them. They do give me gas, though.
Despite all the stories I heard, the ocean didn't seem like a scary place after all. It was a pretty great life out here. Time just seemed to fly by. Before we knew it, we'd grown up. Well, almost grown up, that is.
This is the life, buddy.
No gas problems today, Ray?
Mm-mm. Feeling pretty good. By the way, did you notice those two cuties leaving when we were coming in?
Nope, didn't see them.
Hey, they were checking you out.
No, they weren't.
Oh, yeah. Hey, do you think we'll be pals forever?
For sure, forever and ever. Don't you?
Definitely. But at some point, and now I'm not saying now, but sometime in the future, well, we're going to have to choose a mate, right?
Sure, right.
Have you ever thought about finding that someone special?
I guess.
Mm. So what's your type?
I don't know.
Come on. Everybody's got a type. For me, she's got to have a good laugh and, of course, share my love of jellies.
Of course.
You still haven't told me what your type is.
Actually, I met someone once that I think could be my type.
Really? Come on. Come on. This is major. You've got to tell me.
You're going to make more of it than it really is.
You already made more of it.
Okay. Her name's Shelly. She was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you meet her?
She was, an important part of my early life.
What? We met a day after you hatched. Been together ever since, and she's a big part of your life?
Well, she is.
Mm-hmm.
Was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I want all the juicy details.
There are no juicy details.
Start talking, or I don't stop bugging you.
Okay, okay, fine.
Come on. I'm listening. Wow, that was some story. You saved her life.
It was more of an accident. The birds collided.
You spit sand in that bird's face. You saved her life.
I don't even know if she made it.
Well, hey, you never know. It's a small ocean out there. Maybe someday you and I run into her.
Maybe.
Woo! That's great or what?
Better than great.
Ray was truly the best friend I could have hoped for. He was fun, always good-humored, and always looking for new adventure. One thing, though, I could have done without his stinky jellyfish.
Come on, Sammy, get up! About time you woke up, sleepyhead.
What? Oh, what have you been doing?
Exploring! Made friends with a cool old octopus. And you gotta check him out. Have you eaten yet?
I'll get something on the way.
Picky, picky, picky. You'll see. We're almost there.
Love, 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 love
is still spinning. Hey, where's everybody going?
We got a situation here.
What's going on?
Don't know. Don't look good. Smells bad, too.
Is this stuff?
It's all around us.
We better take cover. Well, we'll be safe in here, I think.
You ever seen anything like this, Slim?
Not like this. Once a ship out of the north hung up on some rocks and dropped a whole bunch of bananas.
These ain't no bananas.
You ain't kidding. Boy, howdy, that is nasty. Well, I bet you that ship back there is full of it. Boys should head out. Not safe staying around here.
What about you, Slim?
Oh, I'll be fine. I like staying put. A nester, you know. Besides, I got a lot of cleaning up to do. Good luck on your travels.
Take care of yourself. This looks horrible.
It was so beautiful here.
Why would anybody do this to us?
Doesn't make any sense at all.
Humans were strange creatures. Some made a mess while others cleaned it up. That was our first contact with humans. It wouldn't be our last. Over the years, I learned many things would change. But one thing was always a constant. People would affect our lives more and more.
Is a little too close for comfort. Hey, what did you do that for?
There's no room on here, especially for your stinky jellyfish.
What are you talking about?
We can't even move on here anymore.
Maybe I should just take my jellies and hit the slipstream myself. Then you can stretch out and have all the space to yourself.
I wasn't saying you had to leave.
Well, there you go. I guess we don't have to worry about being crowded anymore. Now, will we?
Look, Ray, I... What's the rush, guys? Oh! Ray! The nets! It's got me!
Hold on! I'll get you out of there! Don't panic! I'll tear this thing up!
I already tried! It's too hard!
I can't fight through it!
First time I saw real fear on Ray's face. I was pretty scared myself.
Yeah.
This was one of those times I could have used a little luck, one of those little nudges. I had the feeling I was never going to see Ray again.
Gotta be 80 degrees out here. Try 90. What you got over there?
It's a little greenback.
Think we should make soup? That little guy's overcooked already. Chuck him!
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Little turtle.
See, Turtle Fluffy? See?
He looks so scared, doesn't he? Well, we'll give him some food, and we'll take real good care of him. Okay?
Fluffy Turtle eat food.
And it's time for your dinner, too.
Okay. Let's get one thing straight, little turtle. These are my humans.
I didn't ask to be here. Your humans brought me here.
If I may suggest, you should plan on getting your little shell out of here as soon as possible. Unless you prefer to end up like my ex-ami, the chicken.
Chicken?
Absolument. And whose pen do you think this was?
Eat animals? But she seems so nice.
Do not let the hippy-dippy attitude fool you. She will stuff you like a goose. Then it is pate for everyone. Shh, here she comes now.
There you go, little guy. You are so skinny. We need to fatten you up, don't we? Come here, don't be afraid.
Do not forget, you have been warned. Bon appétit.
You have a strange way, Ralph, of proving that the world has grown smaller. So, because you can go round it in 3 months, in 80 days, interrupted Phileas Fogg. That is true, gentlemen, added John Sullivan. Only 80 days, now that the section between Rothel and Allahabad on the Great Indian Peninsula Railway has been opened.
So, have you given any more thought to your escape? You are starting to look like the fat goose more and more every day. The day will come. It's a sure thing.
You and your chicken stories. Is it true? Can you really go around the world?
Oh, but of course you can. I myself have traveled all over with my humans since they rescued me from the Seine in Paris back in May 68. It has been magnifique.
So, wait. There are other oceans out there?
One day, Snow found a female turtle. I think she wanted us to...
Mate? She's gotta be kidding.
I guess she wants more turtles.
I know what mating is. That is so not happening. And who's your hairy friend?
That's Fluffy. These are his humans.
Exactamo. You just stay away from my human sister.
Oh, you can keep your humans as far as I'm concerned. Bunch of wackle-doodle-doo creatures. The farther away from them I am, the better. Tell me, Sugar, how long they've been holding you prisoner?
I'm not a prisoner.
Really? Then why are you still here?
This is the same questions I have been asking for weeks.
Back off, Whiskers. Let me break it down for you. Where I come from, this here fence looks a lot like a prison. But okay, believe what you will if it makes you feel better.
Fluffy.
Dinner calls. A bientôt.
I'm Sammy.
Vera, speaking of dinner, I am starving. Do they just feed Hairball or us too?
When the sun goes down.
Beautiful. Don't make any sudden moves on me. Go ahead and give us a wake-up call when it's time to eat, will ya?
There you go. You'll be our little peace ambassador. Merry Christmas, little guy.
Hey, what did she paint on my shell?
Turn around, let me see.
It is that, stupid, the sign. What can I say? I have told you, you are marked, mon ami.
Oh, there you go again with the chicken and the funny words routine. Never mind him, Sammy. It looks cute on you.
Why do you think they dress up like that with those silly hats?
Incroyable, you don't get it? Because it's Christmas, you get presents.
Hey, maybe this mark is Snow's present to me.
Doubtful. In any event, don't get any ideas, Monsieur Hardshell. She is only being nice because it's Christmas. Jingle bell, jingle bell.
I didn't know if Fluffy's chicken story was true or not. I wanted to believe Snow was a kind human and wouldn't do that to me. But you never knew when it came to humans. It didn't take long before the hippies realized Vera and I weren't going to mate. They said we had different karmas or auras, whatever they were.
Should be you out there.
I thought you liked Vera.
Vera's too old and too tough for turtle soup. But you...
Oh!
I'd say you were just about right.
Vera!
Yeah, none of you kids belong on this beach. I want all you off this beach now.
Feet, feet, go, go, go.
What's going on?
You, you're coming with us.
This is it. It is chicken time. You have to hide now. They did the same thing before. They, well, you know what I mean. Stay put and don't move. You do not want to end up a fricassee, do you?
All right, let's take away. Come on, get out of here.
The time I was with the humans, Fluffy wanted to get rid of me. But in the end, it was them who left. I never quite understood what happened.
If I was in LA, if I was in LA. just along the way.
Maybe I wasn't meant to go on this journey. Maybe I had spent too much time with the humans. But there was no turning back now.
And got yourself all tangled up in another.
I'm really glad to see you.
Yeah, a lot of garbage out here. Gotta be careful.
What brings you here?
Food.
Oh, yeah!
Follow me! What did I tell you?
This is just what I needed.
Oh, no! Hold on a sec. What's that noise?
I didn't hear anything. Oh, yeah. This is tasty.
Shh! Shark!
Are you hurt?
It bit me pretty hard, but I'm fine.
She's coming back! Quick! This way! Hurry! He's gaining on us!
Anymore.
You were incredible! Are you two related?
No, we're just friends. Well, sort of.
Well, gotta go. Feed the boy. Because a fat turtle is a happy turtle. Take care, you two.
You know, you don't look too good. Are you okay?
Don't give up! You can still make it! You have to try!
Hey! Wait! You're Shelly!
How do you know my name?
Is this a dream?
No, I don't think so.
Are you the same fell out of a bird's beak when you were hatched, Shelly?
Wait a second. I knew you looked familiar, too! You saved my life! Twice!
What? No, the first time was an accident.
That was no accident. That was fate! You know, I don't even know your name.
Sammy.
Well, Sammy, this is incredible!
It is, isn't it? How's your shell?
It's just a scratch. Are you as hungry as I am?
Hungrier?
Life was strange. Just when you thought the going was pretty tough, out of the blue, things happened, and everything was suddenly great again.
Hey, Shell, you ever get bored just drifting, going around in circles?
It's what we do.
I know. But wouldn't it be great to Travel around the world?
What do you mean? This is our world.
I think there's a lot more than these waters.
For instance?
Well, the humans talk about ice oceans and strange islands. I want to see them.
You're definitely a different kind of turtle. I guess that's why I like you.
You like me?
What's not to like? So just how exactly do you plan on seeing the world?
Have you ever heard about a secret passage?
You really think one exists?
I do.
The humans again? Maybe they made up that whole thing.
Maybe, but I want to do something no one else has done. I want to see the world. Ice oceans. So, you want to come along with a weirdo turtle like me?
Is this a proposition, Sammy?
Yeah, I guess it is.
I'd love to go with you.
Really?
It's not every day you get a chance to see the world, right? How do we find this secret passage?
I'm not sure. Let's head south. We'll ask around.
Everything had suddenly fallen into place.
Yeah!
I had a purpose, a journey, and best of all, someone to share it with.
Destiny is a funny thing. We hear people say things are meant to be.
All I know is I see a lot of ships headed that way. Secret passage, that I couldn't tell you. Hey, stay as far away from them humans as possible.
That must be the way. I feel it.
I feel it too.
Good luck!
Defeat love, and you will see that nothing at all is impossible. 'Cause love will find a way.
There sure are a lot of boats.
I don't see any secret passage. Let's move on. Of course, he's not crazy. We have a plan. We want to see the world.
Thanks anyway. This is not as easy as I thought.
Wait! Over there!
This is not the secret passage. This nasty stuff around? This can't be it.
I think you're right.
Taste the water.
It's sweet.
Wait, I remember the humans mentioned something about sweet water flowing through the secret passage.
Do you think we're close?
Yeah, this must be it. Let's check it out.
It's so beautiful here and different.
That's for sure. Wow, did you see that?
Birds are everywhere.
You gotta be careful.
Look at that. I've never seen a snake that big in the ocean.
Maybe he's the guardian of the secret passage.
He's getting a little too close for comfort.
Come on, let's keep going. Being followed.
Sammy? I don't think it's anything to worry about. They're not that big.
Ow!
True.
unless you count the fact that they have a whole lot of nasty teeth. And, there seems to be quite a lot of them. Down. I was up in that tree. I saw all these big ships heading toward a place in the distance. I think we're close. Really close. Another story.
Shelley was all my fault. My big idea to see the world. And now, here it was.
What's up with you?
Nothing.
You lost?
I guess I am.
No sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no
Hello there, young turtle.
Hi.
What's that funny-looking mark on your shell?
Humans painted it on me.
Oh, you poor thing.
No, it's not what you think.
You're the second turtle we met with a strange mark on its shell. Shark bite. I think that's what she said it was.
Yes, I think you're right, dear. Oh, she was a lovely female, too. A bit strange, though.
Sure was. Told us some crazy story about going through a secret passage, heading for the ice oceans.
You sure she said secret passageway?
Heard her plain as day.
Indeed we did.
She was going on and on about sweet water, giant ships.
That's Shelley!
Why, I do believe that was her name.
Shelley's alive! She's alive! Thank you. Thank you! You just made me the happiest turtle in the ocean! Thank you!
Good luck, my dear! We truly hope you find your mate. Oh, to be young and in love again.
I searched everywhere. I talked to anyone who would listen. For a long time, Shelley seemed to have vanished without a trace. But once in a while, I would come across turtles who had seen her. They gave me hope, fleeting as it was. Because every time I was close to finding her, I'd lose all trace of her again. If only she knew I was looking for her.
I've been searching, across the lonely water, arms wide open. Seems like forever since we last were laughing. Do you remember it the way I do? Just know you never are alone. We just need it back home in our rooms. We just need to find our way.
Hey there, Turtle! That crazy doohickey on your shell there.
It's a human marking. A peace sign.
Peace sign? Where have I heard that before? Thinking, thinking? Oh, that's what she called it.
Ooh.
Oh, a cute little greenback like you. Big talker she was. Going on about sweet water and a secret passage and propellers.
You saw Shelley!
I sure did. She had to get to the ice ocean. Makes no sense to me, but then again, what do I know? I'm just a bird. You're a turtle.
I gotta get there, fast.
Hold on. It's mighty cold there.
Please, just tell me how I get there.
This current you're on will get you there in no time. Wouldn't stay there too long, though. Frozen stiff ain't too attractive, if you know what I mean. Gotta fly, gotta date with a pelican.
Funny how things had a way of repeating themselves. I guess it was all a matter of circumstance and how you looked at it. This time around, I was sure happy to see a bird.
Guy, what's that you're riding on?
Don't know. The humans threw it away. I think it's some kind of boat.
Looks pretty seaworthy. What brings you to these waters? You're a long way from where you should be.
I know. I'm freezing. Maybe you can help me. I'm looking for... Look out! Doc!
a green turtle. Give me a hand. Pull him up here.
You found another one?
Yeah, you believe it?
What are they doing in this part of the world?
I know the climate's changing, but turtles in Antarctica? That's pretty crazy.
Shelly!
Signs are good.
She's made a remarkable recovery.
We'll give her one last checkup once we get to Monterey. Then we'll tag her and she'll be good to go.
Yeah, I was right. It is you. I've got to get out of here.
If you fall off there.
All right, everybody. Shush!
Shelly, is that you?
Not today.
Sorry, I thought you were someone else. Do you know what's going to happen to us?
I heard the humans talking about this place. They're gonna take good care of us, put some kind of tag on us, and release us back into the ocean. I say we relax and enjoy the food, because I heard they got Gucci feet on there, and that stuff is good. Okay?
Look who it is. You are so fat, mon ami.
Is that you, Fluffy?
But of course it's me. Don't I look just as fantastic as ever?
I should be mad at you for tricking me that day on the beach.
Oh, yes. The chicken story. Well, you got me there. I made it all up. I was a little more insecure back then. You're not going to hold a grudge, are you?
No. It's good to see you, Fluffy.
You too, mon frère. So, how did you end up in here?
I practically got myself frozen in the ice ocean.
Really? So you did it? You went and saw the world after all?
Yeah.
But you do not sound too happy about it. Pourquoi?
It's a long story.
Oh, mon Dieu. Speaking of stories, I have to admit, I did miss you whenever Snow started reading her books to me.
Snow's here?
Maybe. Somewhere.
Shelly!
Who's Shelly?
Never mind. You have to help me get out of here. Now!
Okay, okay. For being so slow, you turtles are always in a hurry.
Fluffy!
What you want me to do?
I need you to get this door open.
Got it.
What are you doing in there bothering the animals, Fluffy?
I don't believe it. Fluffy, you recognized him? It's our little peace ambassador. What
Look at you, little guy, all grown up. What happened to you? How did you get here? I was afraid you wouldn't make it after I abandoned you on the beach. It is so good to see you. I know, you're in a hurry to get back into the sea, aren't you? Well, we're gonna get you out there soon enough. First, we have to tag you. I need to get some more from the other building. It is so good to see the little guy, isn't it, Fluffy? I'll be back really soon.
Fluffy, hurry!
All right, stand back. I will get the door open.
Hey, stop that. Come on, Fluffy. Go outside and play. Leave these animals be.
Sorry, birdie.
Okay, here we go. You find a mate, little guy, and you stay away from the cold water, okay? Bye-bye.
For a sea turtle, the odds of surviving in the ocean are pretty slim. Shelley and I made it through some tough situations, with, at times, a little help from the humans. But somehow, no matter how hard we tried, fate was determined to keep us apart.
You have to help us!
What's wrong?
Oh, he's trapped! He's gonna fall over!
Who?
Hurry, follow us!
Over the edge, and then you're done for.
Wait a second. You sound familiar. Come here. Come on. Come closer. Let me get a better look at you. Well, twist my shell, because I can't believe this. Sammy? Sammy, is that you?
Ray! I thought you were...
Go ahead. Go on. Say it. Turtle soup, huh?
How did you ever get away?
It takes a lot more to stop all Ray here, you know that.
Can you two stop blubbering for a moment?
Found me, tossed me in the bait bucket. Woo-hoo! Good thing, too, because I was starving. After I ate all the bait, I jumped overboard. By then, we were miles away from each other. I blame myself for us getting separated.
No, Ray. End up in this thing anyway.
Okay, let me tell you about it, right? It was full of frozen squid when I found it. It was going to be an easy in and out, but it slipped and I got trapped. And so I just started to eat them one by one because they thawed out real slow. But as I was eating, I started getting full, then I started moving slow, then I couldn't move. And you know me, I got the itis. So I started to take a nap.
Okay, no more talking. It's time to get you out of there.
My heartfelt gratitude goes out to you. Your bravery is only exceeded by your collective beauty. Thank you.
Good line, Ray.
Thanks. Aside from the obvious reason, it's really good to see you, Sammy.
It's been a long time.
So what are you doing out here all alone?
It's a long story.
Now, where have I heard that before?
I need your help, Ray.
Hey, we're practically brothers.
What do you need?
I have to find someone. Someone very special to me.
Trick is to know where to look. And this time of year, there's only one place she would be headed. That would be the magical place. Look at this. It shines like this all day. You never want to leave.
This is amazing.
If you're looking for a mate, this is where you want to be. There's Rita! Baby boo! Rita! I'm back!
Say what? Oh, Ray! What took you so long?
Oh, Schnookums. Look, I was entangled, so to speak. Okay? And then I swam into my very old friend. Honey, sugar pie, this is Sammy.
Sammy? For real?
The one and only.
Hi, Rita. Very pleased to meet you.
I thought you were dead. I mean, Ray always thought.
I know, turtle soup. I'm glad you finally tamed his wandering ways.
He's cute.
Hey. Relax, girls. He's got a mate already.
Well, where is she? I'd love to meet her.
Well, I wish I knew.
That's why we're here. See, we need to find her. They were separated quite a while ago.
Oh, you poor dear.
They've been looking for each other ever since.
Oh, how romantic.
She's got a shark bite on her shell. Anybody seen her?
Oh, I believe I did. What's her name?
Shelly.
Yes, that's her.
Where did you see her? Where did she go?
I'm pretty sure she went in there.
What are you waiting for, buddy? Let's go find her.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, but sugar baby.
You stay right here.
Sammy needs me.
You brought him here. Now it's up to him.
Okay, then. I'll be right here if you need me.
You'll find her, Sammy. Love always finds a way.
I know you're somewhere out there, somewhere far away. I want you back, I want you back. My neighbors think I'm crazy, but they don't understand. You're all I have, you're all I have. At night when the stars light up my room, I sit by myself, talking to the moon, trying to get to you. Say I've gone mad, yeah, I've gone mad. But they don't know what I know, 'cause when the sun goes down,
Shelly!
What's wrong? You didn't find her?
She's here, all right. She's got a mate.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I saw them together, behind the ship.
Oh, no.
I'm really sorry, Sammy.
What are you gonna do now? I know you're probably not thinking this way, but there are lots of other turtles out there, you know?
Stop it, Ray. That's not what he wants to hear right now.
Hey, Ray, you're back. How's it going?
Could be better.
Ooh, hi there, Rita.
Robbie, Clara's been looking for you.
Yeah, well, that figures. With all the good-looking gals out here, she doesn't want me to be wandering around too much. Well, I better get going. See you all later. You too, manana. Know what I'm talking about?
Who's Clara?
Robbie's mate.
I thought Shelley and Robbie were...
mates?
Yeah, that's the way it looked to me.
Robbie? Oh, he'll flirt with any gal that says hello. That's why Clara keeps him on a tight leash.
That would be Robbie.
I should do the same with you.
Me on a leash? Oh, sugar. You know you're my baby boo.
Then this means Shelley may not have a mate after all.
You might be right.
What do I do?
I wouldn't be waiting around here if I were you.
What if she doesn't...
Doesn't what?
Want him as her mate.
Yeah, okay. Oh, hold on. I got an idea. All right, listen to me. This is what you're going to have to do. You're going to need to make a big entrance, Sammy. Is Albert still hanging around?
He is. What crazy idea are you trying to pull off this time?
Trust me.
Right place at the right time.
Sammy? How did you find me? Look out! Behind you!
It's okay. He's a friend.
What's going on?
I knew this was a bad idea.
Oh, I get it.
But after what happened at the secret passage, I wasn't sure if...
If what?
If you and I were meant to be.
Come here, you.
It's okay, honey.
Next thing you know, I'm gonna put a little pink pom-pom on my tail.
Oh, I'm so sensitive.
The day I was born, the odds were I wasn't gonna make it. And I didn't have a clue as to what I was supposed to do. Ray showed me how to have fun and the meaning of true friendship. And then I met Shelley. She makes me complete, gives my life meaning. And that, by any measure, is pretty great. As for the humans, I must admit, we're going to need their help more and more to protect us and keep our oceans alive and beautiful.
Looks like the little ones made it out pretty good this time.
Yeah, it sure looks that way.
So, where did we say we were supposed to meet the women again?
Tristan da Cunha.
Tristan da what?
It's in the middle of nowhere.
In the humans?
What can I say? You know they're everywhere. I've got this one.
Go for it.
Hello, hello. Is anybody up there?
Hi there.
Hi. I can't get out. Could you help me?
I know exactly how you feel. Let me give you a little nudge to get you started. The first steps are always the hardest.
What exactly am I supposed to do?
Just put one flipper in front of the other, and you'll be all right.
There's some-